fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 31st day of January, year of our Lord 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. Our purple tip of the day is considerably more important than pretty much any I've ever given. One of our listeners, a scientist in United Kingdom, she has written an article, what we're calling a dissertation, on the disappearance of insects. She's an entomologist. I've got this article on the right side of my home page. Scroll down just to the right of the banner promoting the event I'll be speaking at in Dallas, Texas, this coming March. The title of the article is Dissertation on the Disappearance of Insects. You may not think about it, but if you do think about it, you'll come to realize, as have I, that the world we live in cannot exist without insects. It simply can't. They're a vital part of our world, and the bugs are going away. Extremely important article. You need to read it. You need to understand it and make appropriate preparations to deal with what's coming at us. It will change our world dramatically. While I'm thinking about it, yes, I will be speaking at the Hear the Watchman event in Dallas, Texas, which begins March 22nd, goes through March 25th. If you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, you'll see the banner there. If you use a promotional code that's given, you get $20 off the conference rate and 20% off the live stream if you can't go in person. So it's going to be a fun event, a once-in-a-lifetime gathering. Let's look at some of the people that are going to be there. There's some folks I know and a lot of folks I don't know, people I've been wanting to meet myself. John B. Wells, I've had John on my show. Lisa Haven, I'm a big fan of Lisa, haven't met her yet. Paul Begley, I've had, I think I've had Paul on my show. A lot of very well-known people that you're going to have a lot of fun meeting them and hearing what they've got to say. I will be the keynote speaker, by the way, at this event. I'm really excited about it. And I got a little clock counting down here, 49 days, 9 hours. So they've got you can click on getting tickets, the speaker's schedule, group rate, hotel booking, sign up to be baptized, hotel information, become a sponsor, visit us on Vimeo, and they have an Israel tour they're doing also. So check that out. It looks like we have patient waiting in the green room. My friend, Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level at Cornell University. He's taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's a radio talk show host, author, and amateur archaeologist. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, John. How are we doing?
Good. You sound like you might have a frog in your throat, sir.
No, I'm just getting going here. I haven't slept yet today, so...
Oh.
Just,
We appreciate you being with us and taking away time, precious time for sleeping, which is not optional. I was mentioning yesterday was the 50th anniversary of the beginning of the Tet Offensive, how I went 3 days with no sleep, which will certainly change your brain in very strange ways. So sleep deprivation is a marvelous thing to behold. Jim, the big news, of course, is the FISA memorandum, which is supposed to be released, I believe, this week. Today, tomorrow, Friday, I'm not sure which, but I believe before the end of the business day, Friday, will be released. And the mainstream media, the liberals, the Democrats are just in a tizzy over this, aren't they, sir?
Well, I heard, I haven't seen myself, but I heard that Alex Jones actually got a copy of it and had released it, although I hadn't seen it myself. But I heard that, so I can't confirm that.
Okay, well, I'll just click on Jones' website here, and if he has that, that would be the main feature story, I would think. And
I was clicking through YouTube, and it was Pete Santilli was talking about it, and he was actually reading. It was like a 92-page document. Then there was also a 4-page summary, and that was what. It looks like it was a clear-cut case of hiring and pure deception to get the FISA warrant to spy, and then they just went hog wild with it.
Okay.
Thinking that Hillary would be elected, and there would be no repercussions.
Right. I've got Alex Jones' website here, and it's not anywhere I can see on his homepage. That would obviously be the headline on Alex Jones if he had that particular document. But regardless of Alex Jones, it probably will be released before the end of the business day, Friday, which means very soon. And I have great hopes for the implications of releasing this, and I have great hopes also at this point, if that is released, that the Department of Justice will move forward to investigate the Clinton Foundation and the uranium sale and all these things that smell and stink to high heaven. These things really need to move forward, don't they, Jim?
Well, yeah, and then there's the McCabe issue and the Mueller issue, because all this happened when Mueller was in the FBI, right?
Right. There's a lot of things are connected to each other, and you're right. All these things hopefully will be exposed and investigated properly by impartial investigators, and then the indictments issued. That's what really, really needs to happen. Jim, I don't know if you were kind of in and out there right at the beginning of the show, but my prepper tip of the day, and I'll go ahead and forward this to you by email. One of our listeners to my show is a entomologist scientist in the United Kingdom. And I sent her an inquiry asking her opinion about the disappearance of flying insects here in North America. And while I was hoping to get a response, I had no idea I would get the lengthy response that I did. And it's posted on my website, and it's apparently it's happening all over, at least the Northern Hemisphere, which of course is where most of the people and most of the food is grown. So, as I said, for the prepper tip of the day, the world as we know it cannot exist without insects, can it, Jim?
No, and I was going to mention, because I've been traveling, let's just put it that way, recently and over the last number of years to a number of places where there are insects, bees, and the full range of, creepy crawlies. And so there are places that have been untouched. Some places that either due to economics where they just don't have enough money to buy Roundup or glyphosate or other products like that, but other places where it's been outlawed.
And right, well, so, it needs to be.
Yeah, and there are definitely bugs in normal quantities in certain places. So,
well,
it's a very definitely a United States deal for sure, and then some other places.
Well, a scientist was saying that in the United Kingdom, she's seeing this exact same thing, is the disappearance of all insects, not just flying insects. I know here, I mentioned on the air the other day, Jim, there were two events I went to this past summer, outdoor events with involved food laid out on about 12, 14 feet of tables, all open to the air, of fruits, vegetables, desserts, and meats, and maybe two or three flies flying around at both events on warm summer days. That's so bizarre, off the charts crazy, for around here in South Central Missouri anyway. And then riding my motorcycle on warm weather and getting very few bugs on the windshield, and the same thing with automobiles, even places like Florida in the summertime at night, driving 70 miles an hour, almost no bugs on the windshield. That's off the charts crazy, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's. Like I say, it's definitely a United States deal, and then other so-called first world countries. But I can assure you that there are places where there's plenty of bugs.
That's reassuring on one hand. On the other, I'm not sure that the bugs need to recover and reestablish themselves. I just forwarded the article to you, Jim, so it's in your email box when you get a chance to look at it. I'm not sure. I'm no scientist. Don't pretend to be. I do know, as we said earlier, that the world we know, the world we live in, cannot exist without bugs. I'm not sure what it would take to reestablish the insect population, but reestablishing it is not optional, is it?
Well, Monsanto, if you remember, has created insects that go along with glyphosate and other of their products. And so that's one of the bizarre things, too, is they think they can recreate nature. And that's, like the one of the great fallacies that somehow, this interwoven biological system can somehow be duplicated, or with a couple substitute species, if you even want to call them species. But that's just crazy, because of all of the millions and millions of interdependencies that are there. Bees cannot, they don't recognize pollen with, Monsanto plants. And so they're confused, because they literally recognize pollen through chemical associations on their little feet, etc. So to think that they're somehow going to modify naturally occurring plants that have basically developed in this ecosystem and somehow with one or two other species, then everything is going to be fine. I mean, this is just insanity. In fact, I would classify it as criminal.
Well, I can't disagree with you, Jim. I agree with you. It should be classified as criminal.
But anyway, I'll take a look at that maybe later. Recently, I've kind of had to isolate myself because I've been so busy, and the wing generator has been released within certain closed circles. I've been real careful about how exactly it gets released and other things. It's unfortunately, I can't say all of the places that it's been to and all the different things. I'm going to try and put some video footage on my webpage of actual wing systems that are out and moving about and working. But it's just incredible. One thing I'll say is that people who have experience with alternative energy and things like that, the one thing that they all say is that it doesn't make any noise, and it doesn't. It's just quiet. It doesn't make any kind of noise at all. And
really?
So that it's interesting to hear people's comments, because if you've been around three-blade wind generators, they're horribly noisy. They're electrically noisy, which you can't hear, but your body can feel it. And one guy was saying that if you have like a home wind generator that maybe goes up to maybe some of them are 5 kilowatts or something like that, he said it'll drive you crazy. And if you were foolish enough to attach it to your house or roof, now you just made your house into this high vibration speaker, basically, that'll, you know, just absolutely drive you crazy. So the one comment I get from experienced people is that it doesn't make any noise, and it doesn't. It doesn't even make a whisper.
Really?
And I was around one of the installations the other day, and it was really interesting. There were some birds flying by, and one of them came up behind one of the wing generators and fluttered, did like a helicopter stall, you know, looking at it, and then flew around it.
Right.
And so... the birds are checking it out, but they can see it, and they don't get it's not going to kill birds or bats, one of the big problems with three-blade wind generators. But, they're out and working, and like I say, I've had to release it within limits because, you know, as with anything, there's opportunists out there
right. That
would, you know, what can you say about opportunists? That's what they are. I encourage people. I've been contacting some of the customers, but the offer is still open. If people go to my webpage, I have an email address there. People can email and just write the word wing in the subject line, give me a little description of your location, and then we get back to and kind of put them in order of the best locations and then start dealing with those people for actually installations.
It's funny you mentioned noise, Jim. Those multi-blade windmills that I still see them in use out west to pump water. They have about 20 blades on them. Man,
oh,
those
yeah.
things make a racket.
Yeah.
Whack, 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 whack.
Yeah, and those are you know, they're interesting in that you can see those things that are maybe, who knows, 100 years old. They're still out.
Oh,
there.
Oh, yeah, easily. And if they've been maintained, they still, yeah, go ahead.
They're terribly inefficient. They're really not a good design, but, you know, they work. And they
pump
do
water.
What
they do what water. They're intended to do. They do pump water. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter Domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Okay, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 31st of January, visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we've got two radio shows a week. Tell people how they can listen live in the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, from WWCR Shortwave, Nashville, Tennessee, my weekly commercial-free show, the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroads. And then the paid cast is the weekly, an extra hour of a deep dive into science topics. And that's $3.95 a month. People sign up for a subscription. And so at any rate, all of that information on my webpage, the weekly commercial-free show airs many different times, re-airs, I should say. And so all of the information, how to listen, where to listen, etc., is all on the webpage. Just scroll down a little. People have a hard time finding it because I have so much stuff on the webpage. Just scroll down. When the page splits into three columns, it's right in the middle column, how to listen.
Okay. We got our first caller on hold. We got Diane in Arizona. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. Interesting that your tip of the day, because I'd waited for a few days so I could call in today, with regards to the lack of insects. In Mesa, Arizona, since before summer, we have had no flies, no mosquitoes, no fruit flies where I'm at. And I have the doors open and cat food out and food on the counters, and there is none of that. In the spring, I saw one butterfly and one moth.
Yeah, and what about other insects, such as spiders and so forth?
Well, we had spiders, and a year ago they did fine on the flies. And we cleaned the spiders up in Thanksgiving for a friend that doesn't like spiders, and they have not come back. And usually they would come back like within a week.
Right. Right.
The only thing that we have is cockroaches, and they're dissipating too. And I do organic everything. I don't spray anywhere. And this is a retirement community. Most everybody has rock gardens, except for me. And there's just not much spraying going on. But there is a whole lot of chemtrails. We used to have only clear skies, and now there's a lot of overcast skies.
Right, right. Well, it's hard to know the cause. That's difficult to determine, but we are learning the effect, aren't we, Diane?
We most certainly are.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the update. Yeah. If anything changes, get back with us. Let us know if anything changes.
I do have another question, if you don't mind.
Please, go ahead, Diane. Yes.
Professor McKinney, you had talked about ice age last Wednesday.
I'm sorry, about what?
Ice age with the changes of the sun and possibly putting like a canopy over.
Right. I had mentioned that there is clear evidence that the Earth is in a cooling era, and primarily because the sun does not have enough, or it has less of a incoming supply of hydrogen and deuterium, because the fusion of the sun is at the surface, not in the core. And so it depends on ongoing influx of those materials to burn. And so when I was working with some Russian scientists in the mid-90s, Alexei Dmitriev wrote a paper, and he said they were detecting the change, and it was kind of like we were heading into a space in our motion through the galaxy that had less material in it. And it looks like that's actually coming true. So then I commented on building domes, doming over cities, things like that. And I also talked about how the wing generator, I've been approached by actually a couple foreign countries to convert wind into heat. And that's something that is actually a product in the product line of the wing, is to generate heat. Because if you have, say, a house, when the wind is blowing, it like depletes the structure, whatever structure, of heat faster. So it makes sense that if you have wind and you have more wind, then you're generating electricity and heat so that you can offset that extra loss.
Right.
Did that answer your question there, Diane?
Actually, what I was kind of curious also on is because you had mentioned that the
Diane, hold on through the break. Hold on through the break. We got a break we have to get to. We'll be right back. Everybody stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back to hear more here on Wednesday, the 31st of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We've got our first new image of North America with new coastlines posted as of yesterday. It's from the hugely popular TV show from the 1950s, Sea Hunt, starring Lloyd Bridges. It's posted right there at my website. Beautiful map. The image, it looks like a TV newscaster reporting the news, and the image of the map takes up the entire wall behind him. It is the Navy map. If you find one, get that screenshot to me, and as a thank you, you get your choice in my five DVDs. So it's a fun project moving forward into the new year. Of course, also we have energy cleaners for sale. This is my home business. When you place your order, I'm the guy that packs up the energy cleaner. I'm the guy that packs up the factory-made fitted mattress pads. Ladies, do this. Just go ahead and get one. Get the mattress pad for your queen-size bed, your king-size bed. Get everything together. Put the batteries in it. Don't tell your husband, and you'll be delighted when you find out how his libido is improved with the energy cleaner. And it will be a lot of fun. Might be just a thing for Valentine's Day, by the way. So energy cleaner, only $295 shipping included. Mattress pads vary in price by size, of course. You can get them right at my website at thelibertyman.com, or you can call my toll-free auto line. Keep in mind, use PayPal. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online. The toll-free auto line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. And Diane from Arizona has a follow-up question. Let's go ahead, Diane.
Professor McCanny, You had mentioned that you had been tracking the weather and the temperature has been in decline for this area in Arizona. I have noticed that it's been staying warmer and not getting to the freezing. It's only had, last 2 years, it only had one day of a soft freeze. And this year, my cats did not shed. I've had them for 14 years, and they always shed in the fall for the winter. This year, they did not shed. So, another anomaly. But my question is in regards to the weather temperatures that you've seen around the world.
Now, you're saying in Arizona where you are, it's warmer?
Correct. Not a year ago with a Master Gardener program, and we had plants, fall plants going to seed because it's staying warm so long, and the peas got as higher than they had ever gotten before.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I should say this. My casual, let's say, armchair analysis is not all-encompassing, certainly. And I've talked about this. When people talk about global warming, I said that temperature is not the only issue here, but it's also the heat content in the air. If you have less moisture in the air, which is a result of cooling, there's not enough heat to vaporize the water off of the oceans. Then, in a place like Arizona, where it's drier, it'll heat up faster, but the nights will be colder. Now, have you noticed anything like that?
Yes, actually, they've not been as hot.
The nights have not
stayed as hot during the summer as they used to.
But you see why, if there's not as much water content, then the especially in a dry area like Arizona, then the days will heat up quicker. They'll, you know, the actual temperature will be higher, but there's not as much heat content in the air, which is interesting. But then at night, it'll cool down faster because there's not as much moisture in the air. Like I say, the reason for less moisture is because of cooling. And so, anyway, but there again, it's to do a really thorough study, you don't use temperature actually as a monitor, as a parameter, you use heat content, which is much more difficult to measure.
That's so interesting.
So anyway, yeah, it's like I say, it's kind of a hip pocket or armchair quarterbacking of the weather. But just looking at the severe winters, it appears that it's a lot colder. And also in the tropics, having spent some time in the tropics, you know, but there again, that's not what I'd call a thorough study.
Well, I appreciate your insight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay, thanks for the call, Dan. We appreciate it. The call number is 800-313-9443. Jim, one of the things I want to be doing is printing out a copy from the French Climate Accord agreement, where they give a free pass to more than a billion people in China and more than a billion people in India to make all the CO2 they want. That just absolutely deflates the argument about carbon dioxide being dangerous and that we need to decrease our own here in the Western world, Jim.
Well, the reality is we need a lot more carbon dioxide, and this idea that if you increase it just a little bit, that somehow we'll have a runaway greenhouse effect is ludicrous. It's just not even true.
We can't. You're absolutely right, Jim. But it's the two concepts can't occupy the same space. You can't, on one hand, you can't say it's so dangerous we're going to destroy the world and we need to cut back here in the West, while at the same time saying, oh, you 2 billion people plus in China and India can make all you want. The two concepts can't occupy the same space, Jim.
No, and that's the full contradiction of that, and that's why Trump just blew it off. And all it ever was a way to tax the, especially the United States, and transfer large volumes of money through corporations and agencies where a lot of people would make a lot of money. That's all it was about. And, of course,
and causing controls, harm.
Yeah, right. That's like Obamacare. Obamacare was not about health care. It was about putting an unbelievable tax on the American public that it could never pay off.
Exactly. We got our next caller and holder. We got Scott in Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. I got three observations. As far as I'm 50 miles south of Interstate 40 and 50 miles from New Mexico at 6,400 feet. Right now, we're on a warming trend. Days are in the 60, but nights are in the 20s, so it's almost 40 degree swing where normally it'd be 25 to 30.
Mm-hmm.
And then
where's that now? Where did you say that was?
60 degrees in the day and
no,
your
where?
20s at night.
Jim's asking your location, Scott.
Solo, Arizona.
Oh, 50
okay. Miles south of Interstate 40, 50 miles from New Mexico. Apache Reservation.
Okay.
Oh no, we're at 6,000. We're on the Mogollon. So,
you're up on the plateau there.
Correct. Where ponderosa pines go into cedar trees. I saw a bee yesterday, but last year there were no honeybees, but there was a gray bee and lots of wasps. And then I do forestry work, and Ranger Pete was there. We were looking at the lichens, and he was commenting that we're relatively pollution-free because these lichens are growing. And we're a long ways from agriculture. There's a few thousand acres in Snowflake where they grow corn, but other than that, it's hundreds of miles. So anyway, and then I just got back from India, approximately 17 degrees north, 78 degrees east, and we're in the rice fields, and they were commenting that they didn't have mosquitoes, but they have these huge reservoirs, rivers, and rice paddies. How can there not be bugs? That's what I don't get. They must be tremendous insecticides or something. It just seems odd there would be flying insects around there. And it's, you know, it's subtropical or tropical, so it should be year-round bugs.
Well, I live where my sleeping quarters in Vietnam was literally 10 feet from a rice paddy, literally. And I assure you, gentlemen, we had no shortage of mosquitoes.
Yeah. And here I am in the rice belt of India, and there's no mosquitoes.
Well, it's obviously not just a Western phenomenon, then, is it?
The same corporations are in India that are here.
Right.
And they have these huge agricultural chemical plants. We're driving through town, and there's bags of chemicals spilled on the street. It's just,
about rice is Monsanto has very successfully taken over the rice industry worldwide, where they have forced brutal force in some cases, to prevent rice farmers from using any seed but Monsanto. And I've seen this in a number of third world countries where they just come in and beat heads, literally, anybody who doesn't comply. And they get the local police to do it. They get the local goons.
The chemicals from Monsanto.
Yeah. In the rice production.
Yes. Right. So this is a global war against whoever the corporations.
Right.
Well, that's my observations for the day. We still have some flying bugs around us, but the night temperature swing is increasing.
Mm-hmm. Like I say, that'd require a really thorough study of, but not just temperature, but heat content, because it's the, and that goes for the ocean, et cetera. It's really a complicated study, and that's what they never did with global warming. They never studied the heat content. They took the lazy method of sticking a thermometer out the window and only talked about temperature, as literally temperature has nothing to do with global heating. They're two contradictory, or they're not contradictory, but they're totally different parameters. Heat content and temperature, are loosely, very distant third cousins.
That we only had frost on the windshield a couple times this year, so the humidity is
right
below 10% most of the time right now. So there's not even frost, which is kind of odd.
Well, it's interesting because if there was global heating, it's a self-correcting process. What happens is you get more evaporation. The water in the air blocks more of the sunlight from coming in, so it's a self-correcting process. But cooling is not self-correcting. If you have cooling, then you have less water in the atmosphere. And the heating, even though you might have, like in the woman was saying, warmer days, it doesn't stay because you don't have the water content in the air to hold the heat. So cooling is not self-correcting. Heating is.
Okay, well, thank you.
Scott, we appreciate the input. Thank you, sir. Call number is 800-313-9443. Jim, I'm not sure you're aware of it, but Monsanto is being bought by Bayer, the German pharmaceutical company. Sale is supposed to be complete in the next month or two or three, sometime soon. I don't know what that means for the rest of us, but that is, in fact, taking place.
Mm-hmm. There's an ad that's going around. I made a comment last week on my show about it's done by the Motley Fools, it's called, Motley Fool. And that was started by the guy who started Whole Foods. His name is, I have my notes here from last week. I'll grab that. But the ad says that Stephen Hawking's allegedly made some kind of prediction that will be the most important event in the history of civilization. And it's a bunch of crap. First of all, Stephen Hawking can't make any predictions. But this guy sold out Whole Foods, which started out as a healthy venture, sold it out to Monsanto, and it turned out to be one of the most corrupt advertising campaigns in the history of the world. And this guy now is the head of something called Motley Fool, and they're promoting this ad that somehow there's this amazing world-changing, civilization-changing event that's going to happen, and you should invest in it. So anyway, I just want to warn people, if you see that popping up on your computer screen, that's what it's all about.
Okay.
Some kind.
The gentleman who started Whole Foods, his name is John Mackey. He's the CEO of Whole Foods.
Yeah.
John Mackey, right.
Yep.
So, yep. Okay. Well, we got our last break coming up pretty soon. What direction you want to go next, Jim?
Just wanted to comment on the blue moon, which is going on right now. There's an eclipse of the moon, and it's total if you're on the West Coast. But I heard some kids that were looking, and they said they couldn't see the blue part. but the moon does not turn blue. The term blue moon means we had two full moons in the same month. That's all it means. And so you've heard the expression something as rare as a blue moon or once in a blue moon, which is a rare event, not an expression. So a blue moon is literally two full moons in the same month, and typically there's not an eclipse associated with them. So, and then also the moon is called blood moon, and that's because of the way the light bends through the Earth's atmosphere as it hits the moon. It causes the moon to look a little reddish.
Exactly. Here's our break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
You know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
John, we're back. J.R. Moore on Wednesday, the 31st January, presenting Professor James McCanny, whose website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we've got about 3 minutes here to get out the information you want to get out, sir.
John, the Great Barrier Reef of Australia is dying, and it started just after Fukushima, but the world scientific community keeps talking about global warming, that somehow this is a result of global warming, which is absurd, because the ocean has a tremendous buffer against any type of climate change or anything like that to happen so quickly. But it's very clear to me that it's a result of Fukushima, and nobody wants to talk about that. So anyway, that's another man-made disaster, and it's ongoing. It's happening very quickly, and the Great Barrier Reef is one of the great ecological systems of the planet Earth. So losing something like that is a major loss, just like losing insects, you know, is basically killing the Earth. So that's why I'm worried. That's why I haven't been sleeping. I've been really working on the release of the wing, like I say, within closed circles, so that this thing can get out there. And it really works. It is working beyond my expectations. And when people see it, that's the other comment they make, is that this is the future. And here's two comments that came in. One that said it's like going from the propeller age in aircraft to the jet age. That's one comment. And then one student, a high school student, made the comment that if propellers were meant for flying, then why don't birds have propellers? You know. So some good observations there.
Okay. Well, outstanding. Got about a minute left here, Jim. Any idea what topic you might be talking about on your show tomorrow night?
No, I haven't really sat down and looked at this. What I've been trying to discuss is the wing generator and telling people if they know somebody that has a farm, ranch, a situation like that, that would be a good candidate for the wing generator for power, to send them to my webpage so they can email me and get on the list. So once again, that information at the top of my webpage, how to get a hold of the kind of a selection process to become, to get in line for a wing generator for power. And by the way, it's not only electric power. It can be various other types of power, direct power, say for compressors or other type of mechanical, you know, replacing three-phase motors, basically.
Well, pumping water comes to mind.
Yep.
As one good use.
Yes.
So lots of potential there. Jim, thank you, sir. Look forward to having you back next week. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Okay, it's top of the hour break. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.